Did you know that if you keep talking about ghosts, the more active they are? Well, my friends and roommates and I found this out the hard way, as you will read. I come from a background of religious believers, and I myself am one along with my roommates. We believe that there are, in fact, things on this earth we can't explain, along with an afterlife. Now, a few years ago, I moved in with my roommate. We will call her Casey. I moved in with Casey because her cousin at the time moved out and back home to try to save money. I knew Casey since I was a little girl, but we never got close until I moved in. A few nights after moving in, Casey told me about the spirit that was attached to her cousin Abby. While I believed in things I could not explain, the concept of a ghost attaching to someone seemed a bit far out there to me, but I respected her and listened anyway. She then proceeded to tell me about weird things that happened and how the strange occurrences in the house stopped when Abby moved out. Fast forward a few months and Abby moves back into our little condo due to not getting along with the people she was living with. Well, when she moved back in, strange things started happening. Strange noises or lights would be on when we thought we turned them off. Nothing too noticeable or malevolent, but odd at the same time. Now, at the time, we each had a dog and also shared space with our indoor cat, so most of the time we would just blame the weird noises on our animals. One night, Abby and I found ourselves alone on a cloudy fall night and got on the subject of our past and ghost encounters. We let the dogs outside for a while before the rain was supposed to roll in. Later on, Abby said her contacts started getting uncomfortable and that she needed to go upstairs to take them out. Now, our little condo had stairs right when you walked into the entryway. If you walked upstairs, it was like a big square. You would find my room to the right of you, and if you turned right again, there was a little bathroom that connected to my roommate's vanity area and then her room. Turn right again and you were back out in the hallway that connects the stairs. I know all of these details seem excessive, but it is important to know the layout of the house for the story to make sense. I followed Abby upstairs as we kept talking about our experiences. I was standing in my doorway, and she was standing in the room opposite of me fighting with her contacts. The wall to my left was an interior wall in my room that had four mirrors hanging in a decorative square. I could flat out say there was no wind outside, and all the TVs were off, and the windows were all shut in our condo at the time. She was just finishing a story when all of a sudden on the wall to my left, with enough force to knock all of the mirrors crooked, bang, 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 right next to me in the center of the mirrors. We both looked wide-eyed at each other and bolted down the stairs with my friend screaming, "I'm sorry, it's my fault," over and over, and me yelling, "It's the cat! Oh my God, it's the damn cat! It can't be anything else!" Me knowing full well that it wasn't the damn cat. And right when we got downstairs, the cat was asleep in the armchair. How it stayed asleep through all of the noise, I have no idea. We huddled on the couch for the rest of the night, us both being too paranoid to sleep. A few weeks later, Casey, Abby, and I were all talking about the same weird experiences, which were happening almost daily, and we got on the subject of where the ghosts liked to reside, most according to Abby. Abby told me that it would pace back and forth in my friend's vanity area, and especially liked my walk-in closet, which used to be in her old room. I later on told whatever it was that it was welcome since Abby did verify that it was benign in nature. That doesn't mean it didn't have a temper if provoked. A few weeks later, a friend came over for the first time. This friend, who I will mention now, was a complete non-believer in the paranormal. She sometimes liked to taunt the unseen, so out of respect for whatever resided in her condo and my own sanity, I told her not to say anything stupid or to taunt whatever resided in our home. We were alone at the time and didn't expect anyone home until late that evening. Later on, I somehow found myself on the subject of the weird activity in the house. I was sitting on my bed, which was tucked in the far right corner of my room, and my friend was standing at the foot of my bed. About 2 feet behind her, I had a cabinet that was about 6 feet high. I had several decorative figurines on the top of it, one which was a rather heavy angel figurine, a music box that was about 6 inches high and 4 inches wide. The thing was not a light figurine by any means. The cabinet had a ridge engraved on the top of it, about 4 inches away from the edge of the cabinet and the angel figurine, with little legs on the bottom of it, making the following events extremely odd. Because it was impossible for that figurine to fall down. My friend, being a complete jackass, proceeded to say, "Kiss my ass, ghost," against my wishes. And, well, right as she said this, my angel figurine flew off the top of the cabinet and hit her square in the left ass cheek. We both just looked at each other wide-eyed, and as she bent over to pick the angel figurine up, a little wooden bird I had on a cabinet flew off and hit her in the head just to make sure she got the point, I think. We both got spooked, but just chuckled, and the bruise she had on her ass cheek was proof enough to her that there really was something more out there. The girl really must have pissed off whatever it was. Right whenever I said goodbye and closed the front door, wham! All of the cabinet doors in the kitchen slammed open and the light turned on. I nearly shit myself and slowly went to investigate what happened, while apologizing for the actions of my dumbest friend. I quickly closed the door and ran upstairs, locking myself in the room until my roommates got home. My parents heard these stories on almost a daily basis and grew extremely concerned about how consumed my friends and I were by these experiences. They advised us that it would be the best to leave the ghost stories and videos alone, at least until things settled down. I told my roommates about this, and we all agreed to let the subject alone to see if the activity calmed down. For the remainder of our time in the condo and the time in the other house we moved into, we rarely discussed our past paranormal experiences. The activity ceased, and to this day I rarely discuss my past paranormal experiences. The advice my parents gave us worked for us, and to this day I wonder, how did my parents find out about this trick themselves? This is Spooky Boo. If you enjoyed that story, head on over to my website and make a comment. Also, I'd love to hear your scary stories. You can submit them to me at www.scarystorytime.com. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. I'm going to go head off to watch Creature Features now. You can come and watch it with me at www.creaturefeatures.tv. It's a lot of fun.